Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jason Swigart back here with you, 8:33. Center and Sink coming up next. Luke waiting in the wings. But right now, we are very pleased to have joining us, returning to the show, Mark Keating, a director of instruction out at Meriwether National Golf Course in Hillsboro, past president of the Oregon chapter of the PGA. Kind enough to take a few minutes here with us this morning. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing just great. Thanks, Jason.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. It was great to see you last month at Herald Celebration, and it sparked a whole lot of ideas and things that are going on that we want to keep going with you and the PGA professionals here in the Portland area this season, kind of as Herald was wanting us to do. One of those, he was so involved with player development, especially youth player development, and you are kind of overseeing the drive, chip, and putt competitions. We see the finals there on the Sunday before Masters Week starts. It's become quite a tradition at Augusta National. But this program's been going on for quite some time with the PGA and the local courses.
Oh, no doubt about it. Probably, 11 years that I can remember. And maybe more, yeah.
And so it's a whole series of qualifications throughout the year, and even though the one just ended, we crowned champions, and it was nice to see some players. There were four players, I think, from the Northwest section, all from the state of Washington out there representing this part of the country. The qualification for next year actually starts here in a couple of months. So what's the process like to go through, and when do parents start needing to pay attention and get their young golfers signed up?
Well, the good news is that nobody needs to rush. Registration is open, but they've made some nice alterations, and you can register pretty much up to the last day or so before. But registration is open now. I think it's probably 6 weeks or so before any actual competitions happen around here.
And so age groups, I think it's down 7 years old, I think, is where it starts, up to 15.
That's correct. Yeah.
And so and then for those that have seen it, but maybe haven't gotten involved with it yet, just how does the competition, the obviously driving, chipping and putting, but how does it actually break down for people when you go out there to qualify?
Yeah, it's very well organized, as you would imagine. Anything that's tied to Augusta National is very well organized, and and in conjunction with them, it's laid out pretty clear, so that the individuals will get a time. Their time will be sent to them. They show up, and depending on the location, for instance, here, they register at a registration table, and then they'll be sent to their first competition. So they may go straight to the driving section. There's a scorekeeper there. He'll get them on the tee at the right time. They hit their three shots, get their scores recorded, move over to the chipping green, do their thing there. They'll record those scores, send them over to the putting section, do their deal, and that's it. It's pretty rapid, It's maybe an hour at the site. But again, just, laid out beautifully, volunteers galore, God love them. and very smooth for parents. Yeah.
And so it looks like May 20th at Colwood will be the first one here in Oregon. There's also June 26th, Illihee Hills in Salem, and then July 24th, Eagle Crest out in Central Oregon. And so there's three opportunities here in the state of Oregon. There will be some in the state of Washington, too. Does it matter which one you sign up for? Does it need to be in your area? You can go to any one you want.
Pretty sure that when you register, you can choose a site, and it does not have to be in your neighborhood. Now, if they get, if they get early sellouts, they may ask you to get one closer to home, but, you do not have to go to the nearest one.
Chatting here with Mark Keating, Director of Instruction out at Meriwether National Golf Course. We're talking about the drive, chip, and putt competition. Now, helping your young ones, especially maybe getting, 7, 8, 9-year-old category first time. There's still a lot of them learning the game, getting comfortable with it, depending on how much competition that they've had. How can parents help them prepare for it without, putting the weight of the world on them?
That's a terrific question. Well, first and foremost, I think that drive, chip, and putt, if you do the deep dive, is an introductory competition. When the golf professionals locally are happiest when they see the kids that are brand new, because a lot of the kids you're going to see have quite a bit of experience. So when we see those brand new ones, we love it. As a parent of one of those brand new kids, I think it's very wise to just have a quick conversation. Hey, we're learning to compete. No pressure at all, but we know exactly what you're going to be tested on. So let's take the time to focus, and spread our practice out. Too many people, and this is all age groups, generally go to practice with one club, and the club I'm talking about.
Yep.
And if it were the drive championship, it would be a different thing. So, just letting those newer ones know, hey, we're learning to compete, and this is a great way because it's not an all-day deal. You get in and you do your stuff, and then you get to take home the results of your effort. So as you go to the next competition, you'll go, I could have gotten 20 more points in putting without too much work. I'm going to focus there.
Chatting here with Mark Keating about drive, chip, and putt. And obviously then the other youth program that this leads into is the PGA Junior Leagues. And these are fun. This is more that introductory level if you're, just wanting to go out. One, it's a team format, which is a lot of fun. You get a jersey like you would playing youth basketball or baseball or something like that. You're with the team. It's a little less, edgy than maybe your junior tournaments where people are trying to qualify to get to regional and national levels. How many courses around the area? How do you get signed up for a junior league team, and how many courses in the area are sponsoring teams right now?
Well, I failed the homework section on here. I'm going to say there are at least in the Portland Metro, there are at least a dozen. Getting signed up is pretty simple. It's, you zip up to the www.pga.juniorleaguegolf. You can type in your zip code, and then it'll pop up and populate with all the nearest golf courses for you. Again, you do not have to take part in the nearest. You have a choice. So, as an example, if there's a family in let's say Gresham that's just dying to play in the Meriwether Junior League, they can do that. But it will give you who's closest. And then there's a registration process on the website, and then you're off and rolling.
And if you don't maybe find one that's too close to you, or your course that maybe you play at regularly doesn't have one, is there a way to start a team? How would you go about wanting to get a team going at your club?
Well, you would, I would say best bet would be to round up a couple, three families and then approach the local professional. Oftentimes at some of the smaller facilities, you know, the time crunch on that golf professional, especially when the season hits, gets pretty, pretty heavy. So volunteers are needed, as usual, but, and approaching them, knowing that there's more than just one family, I think will help them go, you know what, this is viable, let's go and do it.
And it's it really is. They've made it a big emphasis to have it be fun, to have it be, while there's a competition aspect to it, it's really supportive, all the kids on all the teams, to go out there and enjoy the game, learn how to compete, but have it be in a collegial fashion. And so I know there's a lot of great programs going on around the area with that. And I know another piece of that, and we're going to work on this behind the scenes, and I've discussed this on the show, but one of the things that Harold had really kind of started up, and COVID kind of took the steam out of it, was the big club swap to help get quality equipment in the hands of kids. And so we hope to have Mark, you join us later on, but I think that's something that we can get involved with, at least in the collection of the clubs initially. We've got our Fan Golf Classic coming up in June, and we're hoping a lot of our listeners, once that gets rolling, will bring in some not so recently, or some recently used clubs as they've upgraded, and get those equipment. Your guys do a great job. The pros come, we get them the clubs, they're able to cut them down, fit them for juniors that are able to get then quality equipment in their hands, right, and it doesn't set them back a ridiculous amount of money.
If any money at all. And I just got to go back to Junior League for just a second, if you don't mind.
Oh, go right ahead.
What many people do not know, and there are probably a bunch of them in the audience this morning, is that Junior League through the PGA of America has scholarships available. So again, once you go into the registration phase, if you feel like you're in a situation that you might be eligible for a scholarship, you can talk to that local professional, just have a quick conversation, and the fees for many kids, I think there were over 5,000 scholarships given out last year, military and need-based, of course. So don't forget that. So, you know, if it looks out of reach, we're going to try and make a way to get it within reach.
Absolutely, and I know that that's something that the PGA has really focused on, is making the game more accessible to more kids. Right. Not letting the cost be a burden to their entry into the game. And talk to your local pro there at the course that you play at. You can go PGAJRLeague.com for the PGA Junior Leagues, drivechipandputt.com. You can get the entries going there. And again, those competitions coming up, the initial sectionals here in the or the local qualifiers, May 20th at Colwood, June 26th, Illihee Hills in Salem, and July 24th, Eagle Crest over in Central Oregon. Mark Keating, Director of Instruction out at Meriwether. So good to talk to you. Can't wait to. And for those of you, yes, Meriwether is still an operating golf course, despite all the rumors that you have heard over the years. They're still playing golf out there. You're still giving lessons out there. Go out there and see him play all 27. The weather's going to give at some point, isn't it?
I hope so. Yes.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes for us this morning. Can't wait to catch up with you soon.
Thanks again, Jason. You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.